Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. How are you on this awesome, awesome day? This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And yes, I am also the pastor of New Vision for Life Church. To me, the best church in the world. So it is the best, and I'll pray for the rest. To God be all the glory. I thank God for another chance to be with you today, and I want to say good morning to my awesome co-host, the marvelous, the wonderful, the beautiful, the loyal, faithful, gracious, loving, a whole lot of attributes that I could give her, but none other than my faithful daughter in the Lord and armor bearer and whatever else God has her to be in my life, Tabika Garnes. Good morning, beloved. Good morning.
Good morning, beloved. Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much for the introduction. If y'all could see my face when she introduces me, I'm surprised my it doesn't get stuck from smiling so hard.
Oh, I tell you. You know, it is something when I hear you say that, and I know people may get sick and tired of me saying all these wonderful things about you. I don't know if they do or not. But the thing is, you know, it is so much better to give people their roses and their affirmations and saying what you want to say about them. The good things you want to say about them, saying them, you know, while you can, you know. There are too many times that, you know, we have discord, or you don't even have to have discord, you know, you just take each other for granted, you know, and you take each other for granted. You don't say the good things you want to say about them, and the next thing you know, you're getting a phone call that that person has gone on to glory. And you're saying, oh, my God, you know, like you remember your last conversation, or you remember, you know, the last disappointment or whatever the case may be, or even if you remember the last time you had a great time together, but you didn't say what it is that you wanted to really say to them, you know. So I am trying to practice saying those things that I feel that are needed to be said, you know, to my loved ones. I want them to know how much I care for them. And so to all of you that are on the line this morning, let me start with saying how much I care for you. I love you tremendously. And, of course, you know, those that have been faithful on this line for the longest time, you know, I take the time to mention your names. You know, I can't do that for every single person that calls in, but I can mention a few people's names in the morning and say just thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your contributions that you've made to the show. Thank you for your loyalty and faithfulness, you know, in being here on the show with us every single week. You know, I get amazed. I truly get amazed when I see you show up. You would think after all of these years, you know, I'd be okay to be, you know, that so-and-so. You know, they're always there. Oh, that so-and-so. They're always there. But I still get amazed. I don't want any of you to think that I take you for granted. I'm telling you, it is an honor. It is an honor to me that you still come on the air to hear us every Saturday morning. You still come on the air. And, I mean, I have those of you that you know, are here. You contribute to the conversation. And mm-hmm. I love it when I get my text messages. I'm going to be in silence today because I'm at the doctor's office. I'm going to be in silence today because I'm at a conference. I'm going to be in silence today because my mate and I are out having breakfast, you know, so we're in the restaurant and I can't talk, you know, and so forth. Yet, you know, in all of those things that you're doing, you still chime in or call in and listen to Heart to Heart, where we get to mm-hmm. the heart of the matter. How could I take something like that for granted? I don't. So I love you, I love you, I love you. So with that being said, good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, my darling, my sweetheart. God bless you. I love you tremendously. I thank God for all the things that are happening in your life, your growth, you know, healing, deliverance. To God be all the glory. Good morning to Lester and Joyce Richardson. Love you, love you, love you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Anita. God bless you, woman of God. Good morning to Prophetess Kim and Prophetess Dorn. God bless you. Good morning to lost my train of thought there. Lost my train of thought. Isaiah in Chicago and in Pennsylvania. Good morning to you too. God bless you. Good morning to Rob in PA. God bless you. To my sister in PA, God bless you. Good morning to any member from New Vision for Life that chimes in, calls in. Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. To God be all the glory and the honor. And I truly do pray, praise be unto God, I truly, truly do pray that this day will be the best day that you've had thus far this week, and that it won't be the best day that you will have for the rest of the time that you have. That first is the best one that you've had so far, and then I don't want it to be the best one for the week that's coming in. I want each day to get better and better and better for you, because you deserve it, because you are a child of the King. And with that being said, I do thank God for you. I thank the Lord, you know, that you are in our lives. So to God be all the glory and the honor. Amen, amen. Beloved, it is in your hands.
Amen. Amen, beloved. Yeah, I'm just gonna say I agree with the apostle for our faithful ones that come every Saturday and just support us. We like she said, don't take that for granted. And we appreciate mm-hmm. the time that you spend with us on Saturdays because, you know, Saturdays that, especially if you work, Saturdays, yeah. Sundays, yeah, it's like those are your only days to do what you want to do. And so for those of you that are still working, but then you take the time to listen, and for those of you that may not be working, but you still have things that you need to get done, we just want to say thank you so much for just, you know, every Saturday, whether you're still in the bed, whether you're cleaning, whatever it is that you're doing, you Heart to Heart is on your mind. So we thank you for that. And just a quick announcement, next Saturday, July the 23rd, we, those of you that live here in Maryland, we will be participating in our third mm-hmm. third prayer walk. Yeah, our mm-hmm. third prayer walk, and it will be in the Randallstown area from 11 a.m. to 12, Apostle. That's right, the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so if you're interested, you can find the information on our Facebook page, New Vision for Life. It's on our Facebook page, so you can go there Or if you have Apostle's number, you can reach out to her for more information. So we're just happy that we're touching the community, you know, in any way that we can. And just to see the police department, they join us when they can, you know, if they don't have a bunch of them on vacation at one time. But when they're able to, they do join us. And they walk with us, and just, you know, they're in the community. People are seeing the church and the, you know, government coming together. So, you know, again, if you're interested, we welcome. You don't even have to live in Randallstown. You can live anywhere, you know, in Maryland. And, you know, if you want to be just a part of touching people's lives and just out there just praying in people's communities, that's what we do. And it is, we only do it for an hour, but that hour goes by so quickly. And we're like, oh my goodness, the hour is gone, because that's how much we're into it when we're walking. Like, it is over so fast, but it's a very, enjoyable moment. It's a very enjoyable moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So God be the glory for that.
And let me say this about that too, honey. The walk is scheduled for an hour. The walk, it's an hour's time that we're putting into it while we're out there. But the walk is actually less than a half a mile long, so it's not a long walk at all. Also, those of you that might have trouble walking, you're allowed to follow in your car. Because we stop at certain points and stop right there and pray, you know, out so that the community can hear us praying. And other than that, we're walking along, talking and praying as we're walking along. We also, I love the diversity of the members that come out to walk. We have people from what is the name of his church? Saint
Alphonse.
Church. They come out. It's a Catholic church, and most of the members that come out from that church are Caucasian. We have churches from up in Towson area that accompany us in our last walk that we had, and that was beautiful. We have some missionaries that come versus a church coming, but is a group of missionaries that came out the last time, and that was phenomenal. And they had on their missionary shirts to identify themselves, and it was a lot of fun. And look, we say it's an hour, but I'm telling you, like Tabika said, it was over so quick. You know, it was over so quick. It was like, can't we walk even longer? Can't we stay out of here a little bit longer? But it was, you know, we mark off an area that we're going to walk in. We be sure that where we're walking, that the traffic will flow in the direction that we're walking, so that we're not walking up a one-way street and that those of us that have to drive can't drive up that street. So, you know, so our scouts go out and they scout out the area for us and so forth. So we definitely encourage you, please come out and join us. Be a part of praying. This is for the community that we're in. And it's also about uniting the community and the police department, uniting them together. I should say reuniting, because those of us that are my age, we remember when the police officers were such a prominent part of our community. We loved seeing Mr. Officer. You know, he would give us candy. He would stop and talk to us, you know. I remember when I was in New York and Mr. Officer, you know, was there in the neighborhood, and the kids, we would be out there playing hopscotch and jump rope and so forth. It was nothing for an officer, you know, to pull over his car and run out and jump rope with us. You know, those were the days, y'all. Those Those were the days. Nowadays, you know, you see a man in blue and you want to grab your kids and put them away somewhere, and God help you if you're a black man driving a car or being in a store and getting called on because somebody thinks you're shoplifting. It has just gone so crazy, so far from where it was before. But we are doing our part and praying for the reuniting of the men in blue along with the community so that we can have a sense of safety and a sense of camaraderie between us, and that there is not that division. That division itself, you know, is a sign of Satan. You know, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to divide and conquer, does not want us to have tight communities, tight fellowship one with the other and so forth. So this is part of his plot and his plan, and it has worked very well. But greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. If God be for us, who can be against us? And so with that, you know, we can say that what part we play, it might be a small part, but it's an important part. And so I encourage you all, come and join us on next Saturday. And I thank you for bringing it up, beloved. Next Saturday, the 23rd, go to our Facebook page and you will find where we will be, and come on out and be with us. Come on out and be with us. Also, before the baby girl prays, I once again want to say thank you to all of you that are still contributing to the Daniel Project. Thank you so very much. And see, who knew? Tamika, did you ever think when I know you didn't think it when I started Heart to Heart, but even when you joined Heart to Heart, that ministry would grow up out of this. You know, we just knew that we would be sharing things that the Lord would have us to share. We would talk about whatever it is and pray that people were blessed. Who knew that the people from this show would begin to sow into the ministry and sow into the lives of others? You know, like, this is phenomenal, y'all. This is phenomenal. Yeah. So we just thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. And those men at Clifton Perkins State Facility, that's where my grandson is, those men that are receiving the blessings from the donations to be able to get them, you know, the food, the snacks, whatever it is that we can get for them, I can't tell you their thankfulness. They're so grateful. And then I had one other person. Well, I'll tell you who it is. My sister, she has a ministry, and it's called Mama Shoes, where she sends shoes over to Ghana and Africa and Liberia, and she sponsors children in school, and they have to have a certain type of shoe and so forth to go to school. Well, she does all of that through the ministry she does, and she just hit me up the other day and said, Etta, what about us getting shoes also for the men from the Daniel Project? You know, and I said, oh, I didn't even think of that, because we buy shoes for Daniel all the time. You know, we keep Daniel well-dressed and his feet are taken good care of, and we buy him, you know, good tennis shoes and so forth and so on. And the same men that aren't getting anything from their families and all, you know, their shoes, their tennis shoes may be wearing out or whatever the case may be. And she said, what about if I, you know, help and help buy a pair of shoes for, you know, the guys? And I think there's, I think that there's less than 10 guys, I think, that we are right now supporting. But, you know, she said, what if we do that as well? And I said, well, to God be the glory. We'll work that in. We'll work it in. You see, you'd be surprised that whatever it is God has put on your heart to do, how you can so bless somebody else. And you may never meet these people. You may never talk to these people.
Mm-hmm.
But one day somewhere, as one of them is eating their cup of noodles and eating their cereal and their beef jerky, because I know they get a lot of beef jerky, you know, when they eat these things and they're saying thank you to Heart to Heart, thank you to New Vision for Life, thank you for those that contributed, because without you, I would not have this. So thank you. And that's what they say. You know, they talk to my daughter. They're in tears. They still cannot get over the generosity that you have sown, you know, by sharing with them. So, you know, the majority of you on here know all about the Daniel Project. But, again, like I said earlier, I want to say thank you while I have the chance and say thank you in their stead, because they're not here on the phone to say thank you to you. So I want to say thank you. And whatever it is, whatever your gift is, God has given you a gift. He's blessed you with to do something with it. Your gift back to God is giving your gift away. And you say, but it's my gift. He gave it to me. Yeah, it is your gift, but it's not your birthday gift. And it's not your personal anniversary gift. It is a gift that God has given you for you to share with others and to bless others any way that you can. So use your gift and bless not only the kingdom of God, but bless those who are not yet saved, those who don't yet know who the Lord is, those who are depressed and feel like nobody cares. Bless them. And that way you are being a representation of the love of God and what God has done in your life. And, beloved, you do not have to be perfect to be used by God. You do not have to be completely healed, delivered, and set free to be used by God. I've known some people that were in a state where they were drinking, where they had been smoking, they were high as I don't know what, but some of the greatest words of wisdom came out of their mouth at a time of them being inebriated. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, darling. You know, in their mess like that, you know, they give you words of wisdom. A time when people have had affairs and a woman is calling another sister in the Lord, you know, to tell her how her husband broke her heart and did this, that, and the other. And that woman begins to minister to her. Little did the caller know that this other woman that she called just found out that her husband did the same thing to her. But she put aside her pain, her hurt, to tell this woman how to let God help her to minister to her through this whole thing. Thanks to God, you are anointed. You are anointed. You are anointed. If you're on this line, you are anointed. You have the power of the Holy Spirit living within you, and you have a gift that God has blessed you with, and you should use your gift for the kingdom of God and for those that are in need. To God be the glory. Well, we've just taken up almost a half an hour of our time, and we haven't even prayed yet. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I guess today is a day of appreciation. But well, I'm going to go ahead, darling. I'm going to let you pray, and we're going to finish up our last segment on stepping into God's greater glory. This is part three of stepping into God's greater glory. Y'all be blessed as we go forth in the name of Jesus. It's in your hands, beloved. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, honey.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, have mercy, Lord God. Ooh. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we bless
thank you.
We love you. We honor you, Father,
yes,
God. We just give you glory, Lord God, and we thank you for
yes,
who you are. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your heart. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Father God, for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for making a way. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being the one that we could come to when we don't understand, when we have an issue, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and you don't make us feel like we're getting on your nerves. Father God, we just give you praise. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you in all the earth, oh God, and we bless your holy, holy, holy name, Lord God. We thank you for each and every person that listens to Heart to Heart and those that stumble upon, Lord God, the radio show. Lord God, we pray for each and every one of our listeners, each and every one, Lord God, their households, their families, Lord God. And we just, Lord God, just ask that in this season, Lord God, that they are in a peaceful place, even when things going in their lives is going chaotic, whatever is going on. They may be in the midst of a storm, a trial, a tribulation. They may be suffering at this moment, Lord God, but I pray that even in all of that, they will give you praise. They will feel your peace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that they will walk in faith and know that you are with them, every step of the way, because, Lord God, there is none like you. And you, Father God, want us to experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. You want us to experience the joy of walking in who you called us to be. Hallelujah, oh God. And some of us are frustrated because we're not walking in who you called us to be. We may not understand, you know, what our destiny is or what it looks like, oh God. And so sometimes frustrated, and we don't even know that we're frustrated because we're not walking in who you called us to be, Father God. But I just pray, Lord God, that even in this time, Lord God, in prayer, Father God, when they're asleep, God, even, you know, a vision, they may be in at work or in their office at home or doing their favorite hobby or project, Lord God, and you will begin to show them, you will begin to speak to them about who they are, and let the joy of knowing who they are just fill their hearts, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father God. As we call out to you, Lord God, we thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power that work in us. So, Holy Spirit, just have your way. It's you that's doing the work. We are the vessels. And, Lord God, we just submit to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do, even if we don't understand it, even if it looks crazy, even if, Father God, it means that we'll lose some people, meaning when I say lose some people, Father God, there are people that we still are holding on to, Father God. They cannot go where we're going, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, yes, it hurts when people stop calling out of the blue and we're like, Lord God, why did such and such stop calling me? I don't hear from them anymore. Did I do something? Did I say something? And God knows where you're going. He has this your walk just it's already set for you. And sometimes people, they can be a hindrance and not know that they are a hindrance in where God wants to take you. And so, Father God, I just pray, Lord God, that you would just touch our heart even now, for if that time ever happens, Father God, that you would touch our hearts, Father God, that you would give us peace, that we will understand. Hallelujah, God. So I just bless you, Lord, and I thank you for times where things do happen that we don't understand, and then later on we see what it meant. We understand that you give us clarity. You reveal, and we're like, oh my goodness, that is why that happened. But God, you know, and we just give you all the glory, Father God. We honor you. We bless you. We love you. We adore you. We need you, Lord God, because you are our eyes, oh God. You are our eyes, and we can't see without you guiding us. And so, Father God, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We rejoice,
yes.
Lord God, even in the dark places, oh God, we will rejoice, oh God. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be unto
yes,
God.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
Be unto God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Thank you. Praise be unto God. Amen. Amen. Wow. 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 All righty, beloved. All righty. Well, look, we are going to do our part three. And stepping into God's greater glory, praise be unto God, and excuse me, stepping into God's glory, and looking at that and looking at part three, we're going to look at the greater glory in provision and God providing for us in the times that we wonder, where is he? Where is he? God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why can't I hear from you? Why aren't my prayers being answered and so forth? And so we're going to share that. By the way, the articles that we have used for this, or the article that we have used for this three-part series is written by Pastor Joseph Prince, written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So we always want to give credit where credit is due. So I want to start with a testimony that he shared. And first of all, y'all, please understand that glory, you know, God's glory is the goodness of God, the fame, the happiness, the joy, the holiness. There are lots of adjectives or synonyms that we can use when we're looking at the glory. Being in his presence, there's a glory there. The brightness, the encounters, you know, this is the glory of God being shared with you, being upon you. And so when you think of the glory, think along those lines. And when we say, to God be the glory, to God, we're giving back to him the accolades, you know, of who he is and what he's done. We're saying how marvelous and how wonderful he is, because that's glorifying him. That's glorifying him. We can glorify one another. You know, when I share with about Tabika, that's giving her glory for while she's here, you know, of all the marvelous things that she does. And so these last 3 weeks, this being the third one, we're talking about stepping into God's greater glory, and it can be greater than what you have experienced. So I want to share with you, so I'm going to be reading directly from this article and sharing with you a testimony that a young woman had that shared about God's glory in provision. When Wynonna is a precious sister from South Africa whose family has a great testimony in the area of provision. Wynonna's husband was a stud farm manager for thoroughbreds in South Africa. A dark season descended upon them when the company he worked for teetered on the brink of insolvency. He was often paid late and didn't receive the commissions owed to him. Before long, all of his savings were exhausted to keep his family afloat. With a very specialized job in an industry that was at an all-time low due to a bad economy, and with age not being on his side, the future of his family seemed even more uncertain and worrying. But it was during this difficult time that Wynonna and her husband started taping my broadcast and started watching them very early before work every morning and again in the evening. They also listened to my podcast daily, excuse me, read my daily devotionals, and meditated on God's word. and God's glory began to manifest in their lives. Winona wrote to me excitedly to share how her husband was unexpectedly offered the best job in the country to manage an established stud farm. The whole industry was amazed as he was the only person interviewed for the position. And at the time of the writing, they had just sold a horse for $500,000 rand, which is about $46,000 U.S. money, more than what they could have asked for, So imagine, here you are in a dark time, a dark season in your life. Job is about to be null and void. You know, your savings is gone. You don't know what to do and so forth. But however, putting God first in your life, you heard what she said in her letter. You know, that they began to listen to Joseph Prince's broadcast early in the morning before going to work. Then again late in the evening, you know, probably before going to bed. They listened to the podcast. They read devotionals. They meditated on God's word. As you can see here, they made God the foremost, most important thing in their lives at this time. This is what they did. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all of these things, beloved, will be added unto you. Put him first. Don't wait until the end of the day and try to sneak in a prayer before you go to sleep. Now, hear me when I say this, babies. I tell you, I have to watch so carefully because I get excited and I say things and it could be taken wrong. I don't want you to think that if you went throughout the entire day and didn't pray, and then right when you're ready to lie your head down on your pillow, you remember that you didn't give God any time and you pray. I don't want you to think that that is wasted. I don't want you to think that God doesn't honor it. You still got him in there. However, God is more impressed. He's more moved, he's more whatever when you give him the first of your day. It's just like when you're paying your tithes and offering. You give him the first 10% of your income, not the last 10%. He's not an afterthought. When you pray, you pray in the beginning of the day. You're giving him the first. Remember, you don't just tithe and offering. You can, you don't just pay tithe, you know, from your finances. You tithe your time. You know, we have 24 hours in a day to do whatever it is we want. A 10% of that 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Time as well. And start with the way he wants the first of your income, the first of your first fruits, the first. God wants to be first. In the morning time, take 5 to 10 minutes in the morning before you run off to work and give him some praise. Give him some glory. Pray and ask him to lead and guide your day. Pray and make commands on your day. Command your mornings and so forth. This is why, remember, I told you the first thing I say when I wake up is, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And the reason why I say that, because I don't know what trials, what tribulation, what mess that I'm going to run into throughout the day. I have no idea what it's going to be. But whatever the case, I am willing myself. First thing in the morning, I am willing myself, you're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Yes, you may come up with some bad news. Yes, there may be some financial difficulties. Yes, your health may not be the best. But you know what? I'm still going to give him praise. I'm going to rejoice because he gave me another day in which to say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. And remember, saints, if he never does another thing, the fact that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The mere fact that he did that, the mere fact that he sozoed, S-O-Z-O, sozo, which means to save, to heal, to deliver, to set free, to provide for. He did all of that for us at Calvary. God did all of that in the very beginning of time when man fell, and he knew that there was no way that we could ever be in his presence in the way that we should be and walk in what he had planned for us to walk in if we were not saved, if we were not healed and delivered, if we were not in the place of receiving his son as our Lord and Savior. He knew it, so he made provision for us. And just the way he made provision for us right then and there, this woman, when her and her husband decided we're going to read the word together, we're going to pray together, we're going to meditate on God together, we're going to do this together in our darkest hours. We're going to do this together. And they did it together, and God turned the situation around in the midst of the drama, the trauma, the lack of employment for other people and so forth. But he blessed them. He blessed them. He let them experience his glory in their in providing for them. He let them experience the glory. Saints of God, let me say this to you. For God to make provision for you, if he has to bless your entire city so that you can be blessed, he'll do it. If he has to bless the entire state or the entire country just to get to you, to get what he wants you to have, many people will be blessed so that God can bless you. God will never abandon his children. He will never leave us. I don't care how dreary it looks. I don't care how it looks like he has forsaken you. I don't care what the enemy tells you. Please know that God is not a man that he should lie. And his word says, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. Baby, stand on his word. Stand on his word. Because his word, the infallible word of God, it will not return unto him void, and it will do exactly what he has sent it out for it to accomplish. It will do that. It will do that. Praise be unto God. Beloved, in your hands, my love, in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle, because this one is speaking to me so heavily right now. And listen, people, your breakthrough is coming. So, you know, whatever you are trusting God for, whatever breakthrough you are trusting God for, we have to stand in faith and know that his glory shall be manifested in that very area. So, you know, says maybe you've been trusting God for a child for many years. Yes. You know, I have a son, but Mark, my husband, doesn't have any children, and it's been years since we received a prophetic word about us having children. And one day, I want to say it was about a month ago, we were talking, and he started crying because I asked him, what did I ask him? I think I asked him, did it hurt because he didn't have his own kids? It was something that I asked him, and he started crying. And when he started crying, it touched my heart in a way. Because I don't know how he feels, because, like I said, I have a child. I don't know how it feels for him not to have biological children. He receives, you know, my son, our son, he receives him as his own, but I know it's nothing like actually, you know, having your own biological kids with your DNA. And so, you know, and then, you know, I had to minister to him about that. He was always trying to be so strong for me when I got bummed out, when it was times where, you know, I thought, oh, I think this is the time, you know, and then it wasn't. And so he was there for me. And then just to see, you know, this man cry, you know, about not having his own children, it just, it did something to me. And so even in this, you know, your breakthrough, because we're still trusting, we're still believing that it's going to happen. You know, you know, even at times, again, when it's people around you, I mean, people that you see every day, you know, that are pregnant, and it's like, wow, God. Or it's people that already have children, and they're like on their seventh, eighth child, and you're like, oh, okay, God, don't you think they have enough kids? Like, what about us? And so it's holding on to that when you don't see it. It's holding on to that when you know you've been promised something, but you don't understand why the promise has not been manifested yet. It's still holding on and trusting and walking in faith that it is already done, even though you can't touch it, you can't hold it, you can't wipe that child's tears, you can't pick them up when they fall, but you have to envision it and you have to hold on to it, because God's promises never return unto him void. And so just holding, you know, holding on. Yes, it may seem like you've waited for 20, 25 years, and at that moment where you thought that it wasn't going to happen is when it happened. You know, we have to believe God together. You know, we should be on one accord. You know, when somebody close to you tells you something, you know, we should be, you know, united with them and praying on their behalf and believing with them that, you know, God's promise is going to come to pass. He is able, you guys. He is able to do. He can destroy addictions. He can mend broken relationships. You know, people's sicknesses, it can be healed. So we just have to encourage one another through those things. We encourage one another. You know, we reach out, we send scriptures, we send a prayer. We let each other know, like, hey, you know, I'm believing with you. You know, I got your back in prayer. I'm believing with you. When that person calls crying, and you know, because they just don't understand. And sometimes you don't have to do anything but listen. Just you know, just listen to what it is that they're saying. And if, you know, you can give them a hug, give them a hug. If you have some tissue, you wipe their tears for them. And you just let them know that God is for them, and that their breakthrough is the breakthrough. And we hear this all the time that, you know, your breakthrough is near, your breakthrough is near. And then a year goes past, and you're like, God, it's been another year, and you're still saying my breakthrough is near. Like, how near is it? How near is it, Lord God? And so, you know, we holding on to the promises of God sometimes can be, and I'm being transparent, but the holding on to the promises of God sometimes can be frustrating. Sometimes it can be disappointing. And sometimes it's like, oh, like, God, you could have just waited till it was close to the prophetic word coming to pass before you told me. Like, why did you have to tell me so many years ago and have me waiting all this time and anticipating for it to happen, for it not to happen? But what is that cliche we use? Delay is not denial. Delay is not denial. Just because it's been delayed does not mean it's not going to come to pass. However,
we still have to trust God, trust faith, walk in faith as if it's already happened. And I think sometimes that's where we miss it. We don't walk in faith as if it already happened. It's like, okay, you know, sometimes we're passive about stuff. Okay, God, you said it's going to happen. I'll just wait for when you – and we're passive about it. We stop talking about it. We stop praying about it. We kind of, like, put it on the back burner, and we forget about it. Because after 1, 2, 3 years, it's like, okay, I'm tired now. It hasn't happened. Whenever God is ready. And that's not the attitude that God wants us to have. He wants us to keep praying for it, keep trusting for it, keep believing for it, keep walking in it as if it's already done. That's believing what you can't see. So, to God be the glory. I'm done. Apostle. Amen.
That was so powerful, sister. That was so very powerful. My mind was just racing as you were speaking, because I know there are issues and concerns even in my life and in my relationships, you know, where I have been praying for something, believing God for something, and I have not seen it come nowhere near, you know, what it is that I have prayed, and I'm like, God, how long? And there have been times that I've said, later for this, just later. I'm tired, I'm hurt, I'm confused, I don't understand what God is doing. Yes, y'all, this is the apostle, okay? So this is the apostle speaking. I've got all of this stuff going on, and God, it just makes no sense to me. And you know, and look, even as I'm talking now, the minute I said it makes no sense to me, what's the first thing I hear? Lean not upon your own understanding. You know, like everything I say, there's a word that comes, you know, to minister back to me. Look, talking about the years, the times, thanks to God, I've been a pastor for 20 years now. September will be 20 years that I have been a pastor. I have heard prophetic word about our ministry for 20 years, from the first year right up until within the last 2 days, I received a prophecy about the ministry. And saints of God, let me tell you something. There were pastors, two sets of pastors. The pastors that started out with me, both sets started out in the same year. Some of those pastors, the size of their church, their congregation, their ministry, their outreach and all, is 10 times greater than what New Vision has. Then there's the other side of that coin, where there were pastors whose churches were larger than mine, doing things, and they quit. Their churches folded. They no longer believed in the vision. They said they had enough. They got sick and tired of the people that they had to deal with, and they quit. So there I am standing looking at both sets of pastors, the ones whose ministries are so large that it makes New Vision look like a penny in a pot of $1 million. And then there are those where even though we are a penny in the pot of $1 million, there were those who couldn't stand the test of time, and they quit, and they quit. And I'm still there, and I'm still holding on and believing that what God said to me in 1976, now I've been pastoring for 20 years, but what he said to me, he said it in 1976, y'all, and I'm still holding on, waiting for the fruition of it, waiting for it to come to pass, waiting for it to manifest. But in my wait, I still am doing ministry. I didn't just cross my hands over my chest, cross my feet, sit back in my recliner and say, okay, God, I'm waiting on you. It's all up to you. I'm waiting. No, in my wait, what God has given me to do, I'm doing on as large a scale as I can. We do. We minister to as many people as we can. We do. We don't just sit back and do nothing. We take the word waiting sometimes to do exactly what I just described, cross our arms, sit back in the chair, and wait. Or if you take it from the other side of the coin, just when you go into a restaurant and so forth, your waiters come to serve you. They are waiting on you. So when our waiting on God, we are to still serve God. We serve God by serving mankind. We love God first and foremost with everything that we have in us, and after loving him, then love our neighbors as ourselves. And it doesn't mean that the neighbor has to be saved in order for us to love them and to serve them. So I listen and I hear that the breakthrough is coming, the breakthrough is coming, the breakthrough is coming. And just like Tabika is waiting on the Lord for her children, I'm waiting on the Lord for so many things when it comes to ministry. I'm waiting on the Lord for so many things when it comes to relationships. I'm waiting on so many things when it comes to things financially. I'm waiting on the Lord, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy in knowing that he will not leave me, he will not forsake me, that the glory of God, he has put that glory on us. He has put the glory that he's given his son. He has put that glory on us, thank the God. He has put that glory on us and in us. And oh, what a joy that floods my soul. Something happened. And now I know that he has saved me and made me whole. I am whole in Christ Jesus. You are whole in Christ Jesus. The glory of the Lord is upon you. God wants to let you walk in greater glory because he has such a good opinion about you. He has a good opinion about you. Remember last week we said there are two opinions that matter, your opinion about yourself and your opinion about how God thinks about you. Well, God has a great opinion about you, good opinion about you, so much so that he gave his only begotten son. He said, that one is worth dying for. You know that song by Anthony Brown, he thought I was worth saving. In all of my mess, in all of my trials, in all of my pain and disappointment, in all of my depression, in all of my lack, in all of the times that I may have cursed somebody out, in all of the times I may have ignored somebody that needed me. And so in all of that, he still said, you, my dear, you, my daughter, you are worth saving. You are worth saving. So here, I'm sending you a Savior. Beloved, put him first and glorify his name so that you can walk in God's greater glory. Your breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. What I want to do right now is to read the prayer that Joseph Prince wrote at the end of his article, and may you be blessed by it. It's, Father, thank you for watching over me and loving me today. Thank you that you direct my steps, that you guard my thoughts with your peace that surpasses all human understanding. Thank you for keeping my body and the bodies of my loved ones healthy and resilient. Thank you for keeping sickness and disease far from me and my family. I ask that you also protect us from bad decisions and any evil. I declare that we are under your safekeeping and that we shall live long, good lives. Father, I believe that the wonderful glory that you gave Jesus, he has given to me. Let your greater glory manifest powerfully in every area of my life, in my body, my family, my career, my ministry, and in my church. In Jesus' name, I receive a fresh anointing to walk in your manifested glory this year. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks to God. We pray that you are blessed by the very thought of walking in the glory of God. We love you. We have come to the end of our show. Remember, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Be blessed. Love you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.